Women of Influence, presented by Algonquin College.
It is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM in Pembroke and Petawawa. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined in studio today with Emma Levy from the Picket Fence in downtown Pembroke, one of the very strong and growing businesses that we see year over year. Brand new space opened up this summer, so that's it's a great accomplishment. So, Emma, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So, what we're really trying to do with Women of Influence here is just kind of get a bit of a background about yourself and talk about some of your accomplishments, because I know that the Picket Fence is just one of those businesses downtown that everybody seems to want to go to, and we just want to highlight your successes. So I guess my first question for you, Emma, is how did you get to this point in your career?
Well, it's been quite a while. I purchased the business. It was an already established business. I worked at Picket Fence since I was 14. So I worked there all throughout high school, and then I actually went to Algonquin here in the Ottawa Valley, and I took the business program. And while I was finishing up the business program there, I was offered to purchase the business. I was 19 at the time, so it was a bit stressful, but I was able to pull things together, and I was able to do it. I always had an interest in business, so this was right up my alley, and I loved the store. So it's now been, it'll be 10 years next spring that I've owned Picket Fence, and it's definitely been a journey, but I'm very, very happy with what I do, and I think I'm pretty lucky to do what I love.
Well, as you can tell, I'm wearing my Valley Proud shirt today through Ottawa Valley Apparel, which, again, you created.
Yes.
And is one of the highlights at the Picket Fence. Anybody who walks in there, that's kind of one of the first things I go to. So when you came with the idea of Ottawa Valley Apparel, how did you kind of come together and get it to where it is today?
So it's actually a friend of mine, Callie. She worked at the store for me at one point, and she actually approached me with this idea, and she said the store would be a great outlet for it. So we put our heads together, we came up with this brand, and it's taken off. Like, we didn't even know if we would sell one t-shirt. I remember Callie saying that one of the first days that we released it and said, what if we don't even sell one? And I said, don't worry, my mom will buy one. And like, we haven't looked back from there. It's just grown, and the community's really taken it, and they love it, and it's something fun for us too.
So every business and organization always has their ups and downs as a business. What are some of the difficult things that you notice on a day-to-day basis?
Difficult things is probably there's just always so much to do. I'm not, and I'll admit it, I'm not the best delegator, and I want to do everything myself. So it's only been the last few years that I've been working on that, but this, like, I couldn't ask for a better community to have a business in. They're so supportive. So many people like to shop local. I don't have a problem in that sense, but yeah, that's probably my biggest problem, that there's always a million things on my to-do list.
Not enough hours in a day.
Exactly.
Not enough days in a week. I get it. I totally get it. So again, with that, you know, we talked about maybe the downs you've experienced on a day-to-day basis, but what are some of the most accomplishments that you're really proud of?
Probably just seeing how far the store has come from where it started to where it is now. I've always had a vision of how I wanted it to look and how I wanted to grow the business. And we just, like you said, we just moved two doors down from our old location downtown. And this store is honestly my dream store. This is what I have envisioned. So it's a little surreal to actually be at this point, but I'd say that's one of the biggest accomplishments.
It is Women of Influence here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest in studio today is Emma Levy from the Picket Fence in downtown Pembroke, owner and operator, also creator of Ottawa Valley Apparel. And Emma, my last question for you there today is, being a young woman in the industry yourself, what would you, I guess, tell the next generation of women looking to maybe make the step like you did?
Just do it. If you have a dream and it's something that you really want to do, don't let anything hold you back. You got to do something that you love. Life's too short, and it's important that you're loving what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Emma. It has been Women of Influence here on MyFM, and we're so proud that you were able to take the time out of your busy schedule to come and join us here today. So thank you very much.
Thank you.